The Egyptian opposition figure Mohamed al-Baradei has been calling for a boycott of upcoming elections similar to that which was undertaken by opposition parties back in 1990. Could you take us back 20 years to that last boycott? What drove it and what was the outcome?
The 80s had been a period of greater political openness. There was some hope for democratization. So for much of a decade, things were looking up. Then towards the end of the 1988, around then, things started to go downhill. The regime started to reinforce its grip on power, and it instituted a new electoral law that the opposition found to be unfair. They weren't consulted about it, and they saw this as a major regression on the part of the regime. So based on that, and also based on generally just a more repressive posture from the government at that time, the opposition got together, and this includes primarily the Liberal Left Party, the leftist Tegema Party, as well as the Muslim Brotherhood. And in what was actually a fairly rare instance, they were able to actually agree on a common position.
But it didn't work out real well for them in the end, did it?
No, it didn't. Well, the first thing is the West Party definitely didn't consider it to be a success, because throughout the 80s, they had had a significant representation in parliament. And obviously with a boycott, they were out of the scene for a few years. And when they ran again in 1995, they had become much weaker and weren't able to win many seats. And that's the problem with boycotts in general, is that it removes you from the political scene to some extent. You have less of a voice, you have less of a platform, because in the end, even though the Egyptian parliament isn't very strong, it still gives opposition groups a venue to articulate their concerns, to get media coverage, and so on. So that's one of the major costs that opposition groups have to consider when they're making this decision of whether or not to boycott.
If there's a boycott in these upcoming elections, what impact will that have on the presidential election next year?
Well, first of all, there won't be much of a boycott in the upcoming parliamentary elections. Mohamed al-Baradei is obviously making this a key part of his campaign, and he's really trying to bring the opposition together around that vision. But so far, he's largely by himself in that. Even his closest ally in Egypt now, the Muslim Brotherhood, is leaning towards participation. So we're starting to see some division in the ranks of the opposition. The Weft Party has also made clear that they're going to participate. And the Brotherhood and the Weft are really the two strongest organized political forces in Egypt today. So considering that, any boycott is going to be weak and largely ineffective. Boycotts only work if the major parties agree and are able to form a unified stand, and that's not the case now. I don't think the question is whether or not a boycott will be successful. I think the question is, why did the opposition fail to unify and fail to have a strong stand in facing the regime? I think there's a very strong argument that now was the right time for a boycott and to really send a strong statement, not only to the regime, but to the international community, that the process is no longer considered legitimate and a stronger stance has to be taken. And that's what Baradei has been trying to promote. There have been parliamentary elections since 1976, and things have actually gotten considerably worse. Egypt now is more authoritarian than it was in the mid-1980s. So, considering that history, you have to start to wonder, is the current strategy working?